In the heart of a city where skyscrapers brush the belly of the clouds, there was an aquarium, a glassy ripple in the fabric of gray, where the sea had been scooped up with a great big spoon and plopped down for all to see. Here, a young boy named Eli often pressed his nose against the cool glass, eyes wide with wonder, watching the sea dancers flutter and weave. Among the twirling sea ferns and coral castles, there was one otter, sleek as a drop of moonlight, who had no interest in the silver shimmers of fish that darted like flying wishes. This otter, named Whisker for his playful tendrils, would float on his back, paws folded over his chest as if he were pondering deep sea secrets. It wasn't with words that Eli and Whisker spoke, but with a sort of sparkle speak, the way sunlight talks to the ocean and gets whispers back. Eli would tell Whisker about the Titanic clouds and the tempest of children's laughter above the waves, and in return, Whisker would show Eli the ballet of his underwater world. But Whisker's whiskers drooped these days. His acrobat flips were half-hearted. Eli felt the dip and swell of his new friend's sorrow. The otter's family, it seemed, had been swept away by a shadowy current that cared not for the bonds it broke. Whisker was left behind in this slice of sea among the city. Eli's heart, a small but fierce ship in the storm of Whisker's sadness, knew he had to help. He searched the high tides and low tides of his mind for a plan as the two friends sat side by side, boy on land, otter in water, separated by glass but together in spirit. As the moon drew tides from the belly of the ocean, Eli drew an idea from the depths of his wish to help Whisker. "A family reunion," he whispered to the glass, his breath fogging up a tiny window to Whisker's world. The otter's eyes, like twin moons, gleamed with a new light, and he twirled in the water, a star rediscovering its shine. Eli's plan did not call for songs or spells, but for the cunning of a fox and the silence of shadows. With a pocket full of courage and a cap brimming with mischief, he set to work under the cloak of a velvet knight. Whisker watched with a gaze sharp as a shard of shell as Eli sketched a map of the stars and plotted their course. "We'll need a moonless night," Eli whispered to the glass, "and a whisper of luck." The otter nodded, his whiskers twitching with a newfound hope. The night they chose was dipped in darkness, the moon hiding away as if it knew of their secret mission. Eli crept through the aquarium, a phantom in pajamas, while the guards nodded off, dreams of the sea rocking their senses to sleep. He found Whisker waiting, his eyes twin periscopes in the dim light. With a wink and a wave, Eli unlocked the gate to Whisker's world with a key as old as the sea, borrowed from a janitor's ring. Whisker slipped out, a silken shadow on silent paws, and together they embarked on their great escape. The city was a maze of light and noise, but Eli and Whisker wove through it like breeze through reeds. They reached the shore where the waves whispered and tickled the sand, where the scent of freedom was a mix of salt and adventure. Now, to bring Whisker's family in from the vast cradle of the ocean, Eli had prepared a beacon, not a flare, but a parade of lanterns, each a beacon of homecoming. They dotted the beach like fireflies, a constellation fallen to earth, guiding the lost back to where love awaited. And as the dawn yawned and stretched its rosy fingers across the sky, shapes emerged from the embrace of the surf. Whisker's family, curious and cautious, noses twitching at the scent of kin, padded across the sand. A line of joyful shadows reunited at the edge of the world. The reunion was a dance of splashes and spins, as if the ocean itself rejoiced, its waves clapping against the shore. Eli watched, his heart, a ship, set sail on the vast sea of happiness. As the sun climbed higher, promising a day rich with new stories, Eli knew it was time to return to the world of man, but with a promise etched in the sand and sealed with a paw print. Whisker and his family would always be a part of him, a chapter of his heart written in saltwater ink. And though he left the shore with a backward glance, Eli carried the ocean inside him, knowing that true friendship was a tide that could not be tamed, a bond as enduring as the stars guiding travelers home, as certain as the return of the waves to the waiting sand. This was a tall tale short, small but mighty stories, released in audio format. Create, read, and share more tales at talltale.com.